All right, we're back with Frank Herman, class of 1959. You wanted to add something. Yes, it was something about access, I think?
Yeah. One of the greatest experiences of my life was the good fortune to go to Hawaii in 1966. The governor of the state of Hawaii had a wife who was paraplegic. And as an engineer or architect, or in fact anybody who had just designed a new project, to watch the state police lifting the governor's wife in her wheelchair up over the stairs did not go over well for you, for any hopeful work in the future. We learned from that year, I learned, and obviously the engineers and architects in Hawaii learned to design for handicap from day one. We just didn't build buildings that a handicapped had a problem getting around in the building, getting into or out of it, or getting between buildings. And many of the buildings here are older, they are problems, but as the buildings are renovated, I think it's critical to figure ways to put handicapped. We're in, is it Keys Hall, and we notice that if you come up the sidewalk, up the hill towards it, the only way to get into it requires going down a stairs or walking what's probably a few hundred feet uphill and then coming all the way back. There is a short place there where a ramp could easily be built at handicap standard, even a 20-to-1 standard, and shorten that distance. And the same applies to others. And my point isn't as a criticism, but that this kind of thinking apply to all of the projects in the building, in the campus.
Thank you for saying that. One of the things that I was on the faculty diversity committee a couple of years ago, and one of the things we talked about with the students, and it's an administration faculty student committee, is some real access issues around a lot of the campus. Now, Keefe Hall, which is where you're staying now, clearly has some of those. I always ask my students in a class when we talk about being aware of difference and diversity, where the ramp is on Pardee, and it takes them a long time to figure out that it's sort of off the side, on this one side, and if you don't happen to be on this side, you have to make a long journey around and go out to the road and all the way around to get to this ramp, right? So it's technically accessible, but it's not really easily accessible to somebody who's differently abled. And it really means a lot to me that you add this, because so much of your interview has been about the importance of inclusivity. Different people, different perspectives, in the end makes a better product and a better outcome. So thanks for sharing this.
Okay, thank you.